the core of the business is obviously customers. Organizations did not understand the basic difference between a CRM and Excel. The moment you start going operational, whether you have one customer or you have thousands of customers, the first thing that any business should do is get CRM in place.
Hey, you are listening to Dream 100 Business Show podcast with Savita Hosamani. We are Dream 100 Business Show are on a mission to help business owners to move to the next level in their personal and business journey by helping them to make smarter decisions. In this show, we decode what goes on in the minds of successful business owners during challenging times and how they converted their dreams into profitable products or services. When I started my first enterprise, all customer data used to be in visiting card holders. To get the data of any vendor, customer, or supplier, all I had to do is just open the visiting card holder and browse through it. Then slowly I realized that it was a slightly difficult task, and comparatively storing it in Excel sheets was much easier. With networking, identifying prospects, meeting people, recording meetings and their responses is becoming a huge task as the data is increasing day by day. And sometimes if we forget to miss any one of these appointments, our sales cycles go for a toss. So many a time I wish that there was a way of managing this data wisely with notifications at the appropriate timings. Though I am aware of CRM, I was reluctant to approach them for services as I felt that the cost would be a big issue and the data that we are handling at this point of time might not be enough to bring in a professional CRM. So being stuck with data, I was super excited to speak to Nilay, who put all my fears to rest. Nilay is the founder of Automate SMB, the customized solution provider for CRM. So Nilay, as we proceed, I want to understand that why Automate SMB? Why this name? This is not a normal business name, right?
Right, that's very true. So, basically, we wanted to focus on small and medium businesses, right? Because the big companies, they are all well structured. They have defined things in their organization. Everything is well structured, right? The real struggle is for the small and medium businesses, or for any organization when they try to scale up. The starting phase, and when they have certain growth and then they want to scale up. That is where is a major challenge, because when they try to scale up is when they look for technology, peripheral things and tools and applications to scale their business, right? So you cannot be hiring employees and team members, you know, just as you wish. So to scale your business and to have defined processes, rules and standard operating procedures in place, you need to have technology in place, right? And other thing is that as a small and medium business, to scale, having, as I mentioned earlier, having more and more team members is just going to get you cash burn, right? So to an alternative for that is to have technology in place, which helps you automate the standard procedures which you have in the business. So that is how we came up with the concept of providing a platform for businesses so that they can automate their processes required in general as a core of their whole business. And the core of the business is obviously customers. So anything which is related to the customer-centric aspect, any customer-centric processes, to automate them is what we planned to deliver as a venture called as Automate SMB.
So how did he identify the pain point of small and medium businesses and provide the CRM solutions for them?
So this goes back to 2011 and 12. So in that period, I used to work with a company which is a number one open source CRM solution provider. Right. So and after that, I moved on to as a freelancer. I started providing a customized open source solution. So I was one man army at that time. What I observed is that businesses were trying to use the tools the way they were not meant to be. And usually we ended up restructuring the entire platform for them. So probably they need a vendor management tool, but they were using context management as a vendor management kind of thing. You know, that kind of things. So how the application was meant to be used, it was not used in that particular manner. The challenge was that businesses did not have a defined process in place. And I can say that they had a holo strategy. So they were more in the experimental phase, small and medium businesses, they were growing. So they wanted to try things, learn, and then optimize things, right? Then when it came to aligning technology with the strategy, that was much more worse. Mm-hmm. And then organizations did not understand the basic difference between a CRM and Excel. CRM is more structured manner of doing things, whereas in Excel, that's not the case, right? So another thing along with that is that the lack of technical understanding, which led from one thing to another. And over time, the requirements to customize the open source platforms, they started to repeat. So we thought, why not, since everybody requires the same kind of solution, the ask is usually the same, and everybody needs some kind of a person or some company who can advise them on how to use technology in a right manner. So we thought, let's not give project by project solution. Let's build a platform and combine our whole experience of 10 years to give a solution to the customers rather than just providing a single tool.
Mm-hmm. Right?
So that's the shift from technology and processes to the end objective. We focused more on the end objective rather than just being a technology provider.
If you want to know more about the solutions which Nilay offers regarding CRM and how to manage your business and automate it, then listen to the 48th episode of Dream 100 Business Show podcast with Nilay Kathari. I thank Mr. Nilay from the bottom of my heart for taking out time to share his wonderful experiences and insights about automation for small and medium businesses. Here are my top 5 takeaways. My first learning is that help your customers have a smoother business experience by incorporating CRM. My second learning is that technology is not an expense. It is an investment. CRM integration is a must for every business, and it should start from the first day of operation itself. My third learning, automate your standard procedures and save time so that you will be able to focus on your core areas of expertise. My fourth learning is that get your team used to technology so that it will reduce the fear of technology within them. My fifth learning is that deliver what your customer needs efficiently by adapting a digital landscape into your business. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Dream 100 Show. If you are a person who cares about your growth and you feel that it will help any of your friends' growth as well, then do care to share this episode with all the people whom you want to listen, learn, and implement. For real-time interaction with real people, click on the link in the show notes and join the Telegram group to connect and interact with other listeners. We are always waiting to hear from you. Thank you so much for being such a wonderful listener.